You're listening to Sportcology with Olympian Jungle Jim Hunter. Well, it's now time for the Business in Sport with Partnership Group Sponsorship Specialist, President Brent Berutis. Brent, welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me again, Jim.
The Congress is around the corner, and sponsorship in the sports agent business has been dominated by men, and it's amazing. And I bring this up because I hope it's something that we're going to learn and talk about at the Congress. But where do women fit in today into the business of sponsorship and agents and all of that? Where do they fit, or does it fit?
Well, I think it fits clearly, and women are an important part of any business organization, whether it be a sales organization, whether it be a retail organization, whether it be a law firm, or whether it be a sport organization. The problem with it is, as it is in so many different scenarios, is that women in sport don't get the same breaks or same opportunities, or are they in leadership roles like they should be quite often.
Why is that?
I don't have the answer to it, but it's interesting. I mean, you look at some of the people that have made it up the ladder and become extremely successful. A past Olympian, Jolanne Storch from here in Calgary. Jolanne went on to take a law degree. From the law degree, she became a partner at what's now Rose Norton in Calgary. And has left there, and she is the in-house counsel for the Canadian Olympic Association now. And I look at Christine Stewart, who headed up CBC sport broadcasting side of the CBC, the Canadian Broadcast Company.
Mm-hmm. Is there some reason or something that sticks out in your mind of people that have made inroads? I mean, these two women you've mentioned, or somebody else that really sticks out in your mind that has done something that is spectacular and has really made a difference, or is it so male dominated that this is really what this world of sports sponsorship reflects?
Well, I think that sports sponsorship side in the industry itself, it's growing. Women, their role is growing. But we missed the boat on two scenarios. One is that when we're developing sponsorship programs, less than, and I'm guessing at this number based on the 2013 Canadian Sponsorship Landscape Study, but I think the numbers that came out, they asked some specific questions about women in the industry itself, in the sports marketing and the sponsorship industry. And women accounted at lower levels for a large percentage of the 50% of the audience, or 50% of the people in the industry. But when we moved up into the senior management roles, they were less than 25%. But the place where we're really missing the boat is that less than 20% of sport marketing and sponsorship marketing programs are targeted at women.
Wow. You're listening to the Business in Sport with Partnership Group Sponsorship Specialist President Brent Berutis. Brent, there's a real opportunity here for women, isn't there? I mean, as I hear you talking about this, if somebody has a law degree or is got an MBA in business management or sports management or any of those, I mean, there's a real opportunity here because although it's an uphill climb, you could be a real leader in this field, couldn't you, very quickly?
Oh, absolutely, and it's an opportunity for growth. And I watch, there's so many women that I see getting in at the industry right now, and that some of them are some of the brightest young ladies I've ever met. And I think that they will excel and will go up there. But it's not just that side of it. It's not just because some of those people may not have been athletes. They may not have been women in sport. They may just be driven by sport or sponsorship or the excitement that goes with it. But when I look at the other side, there was a study that was done by Ernst & Young in the States. And it took a look and found out that 96% of women at the C-suite level in North America, 96% of them played sports at some level, which is interesting. And amongst that C-suite women, 55% played sport at the university level compared with 39% for other female managers. So what I drive out of this is that the women that are athletes and that they go through our systems, whether it's on to, you know, to university level or whether it's Olympic level or whatever, but women that are driven and have the drive and the motivation and the expertise to be successful in sport will be successful in business.
Wow.
When we look at the discrepancy that comes in for athletes alone, and I mean, you take a look at it, basically women athletes earn only 77 cents for every dollar earned by the men.
Absolutely.
In the U.S.
I know.
But, and you take a look at it, and just look at basketball, for example, in the WNBA, the maximum salary is $107,000 compared to Kobe Bryant at $30.5 million per year,
mm-hmm.
right? But then when we look at, even if you look at golf, I mean, when in the 2013 U.S. golf title, when Miss Park won, it was $585,000 that she took home. And when Justin Rose pocketed $1.4 million for his same victory.
Wow.
But you take a
look
at that.
You know what? That's a topic we're going to have to talk about at another time because I'm running out of time here, Brent. You're listening to the Business in Sport with Partnership Group Sponsorship Specialist President Brent Berutis. I don't want you to get away without telling us one more time about the Congress. Are we going to talk about this subject at the Congress?
I think that there is quite a bit of discussion on the role of women in the sport industry and the sponsorship industry. When they're talking about the workshop specifically on the Canadian Sponsorship Landscape Study.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Great.
He's Brent Berutis. He's the president of the Partnership Group, and he's been our guest on the Business in Sport. Thanks, Brent.
Thanks a lot.
I want to thank my guests, my sponsors, and, of course, the radio station that carries this program. You miss any portion of the show, go to junglegym.ca. If you have any comments, suggestions, or ideas, write me at excellence@sportcology.com. Programs produced at the Sportcology Institute are designed to motivate, educate, and communicate excellence in life by giving the Olympic and Paralympic community a voice. And last, we want to thank you for listening to.